is going on here.
Fake nigga lie to a real nigga. That's just some shit that you don't do. I'ma stay rapping for my real nigga. That's just some shit that I'm going through. Fuck all the commas. Let's fuck all some commas, nigga. Let's fuck all some commas. Let's do this shit wrong. Yeah. Felch. Felch. Just some shit don't do. Fuck all some commas. Yeah, fuck up some commas, yeah. And fuck up some commas, yeah. 100,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 100,000, 100,000 by 100,000. A million is how money shout. Fuck up some commas, yeah. 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 40,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 100,000, 100,000 by 100,000. A million is how money shout. Fuck up the lumber, I'm hot like a sauna, yeah. The burner is on me. Can't play with that money, yeah. I'm fucking with shorty, yeah. I'm loving the way that she fucking me, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Throw my cup, yeah. I just bought my plug, yeah, yeah. Full of the mud, yeah. Nigga full of them drugs, yeah, yeah. Feeling real right, yeah. I'm on the same thing as Mike, yeah, yeah. Ball of ice, yeah, yeah. I wanna beat that dough like Ike, yeah, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah, yeah. 100,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 100,000, 100,000 by 100,000. A million dollars out of money shop. Fuck up some commas, yeah. 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 40,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 100,000, 100,000 by 100,000. A million dollars out of money shop. Put you on the first 48 hours. Ground 22 and sleep 2 hours. Put 24s on a new outlet. White on white light, baby powder. Drop your bitch off of Foot County. Might count it up and then recount it. Cubs like, don't you? Yeah. Watch out with these goonies, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. Bitch, go fill my cup, yeah. You heard that the songs, man. I'm cool with the convict. The cool look like Akon. Fuck out the bomb shit. Fuck out the commas.
You know, I don't know. It is.
Throw that money in the air. Watch it fall to the floor. Hurry, order, boss. Rent, need a order, boss. Boss, order, boss. Yeah, 80, and watch, yeah.
Yo, yo, we live, we live, we live. Let me cut this music off. Champs Corner, Champs Corner Radio, we back, we live.
Got good Natalie. Evening.
Got Natalie Jules, a.k.a. 80 different names, on the line with us. I don't know where G is right now, but I guess he'll be calling in at some point. Oh, wait, maybe that's him right there. We got G on the line. Got G?
Yeah, man, that's nice.
Yo, what's yo, good? What's good?
G, you wrong for that music.
G, you put the Commas music up?
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that,
that
was
that Commas. That was Future.
Future, huh? Well, just fuck up the Commas, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song, right?
Yep.
You're gonna put Future on and just kick Daniel while he's down.
Oh.
Kick who? A kick who?
Daniel.
Who?
Oh my God.
Daniel, Seattle. Russell Wilson, Future.
Oh shit. Yeah. I wasn't doing that.
Yo, this is like a whole new format. I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? I didn't know if you had the show created or what. I didn't know what was going on. I was just like, all right. I didn't see an episode, so I created one. But the music was already had already came up with it, so I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I did. But when I loaded it, it loaded some pre-audio. It preloaded an audio, and then when I looked at the settings of it, it showed as it was preloaded that you couldn't undo it. I'm like,
oh,
wait,
really?
What? So, yeah. So I'm like, oh wait, hold on, hold on. This ain't going to work. Because what it's going to do is going to take our time slot away from us.
Oh really?
And, yeah, and that's why I just deleted it real quick, and I had it set up like at 9, I was going to just go live with everything set up. But we good now, but it wouldn't let me do it. Maybe because you was in there too. And you
yeah.
were sitting like, wait,
yeah, like,
show at?
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago I was doing it, so we probably was on it at
yep.
the same time. Because I went
yeah,
to go load
exactly.
the studio up, and it was like, you can't load, nothing's going on. I was like, oh, shit. And then I'm looking at some other stuff where it had, like, a direct mic, and I tried to do the direct, because I got a mic at home. Like, I got a mic and a whole
mm-hmm.
setup, so I'm like, well, damn, I got to do it through, you know, phone or whatever, and that wasn't working out. So I got to play with it. I didn't get a chance to really look at everything. But
you are so cool. You are so cool. You got a mic and everything.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Right? Well, shit, at least I ain't corny with a headset. That'd be some shit. That'd be some serious shit, right? Some people be rocking out with headsets.
So we live?
We live.
We are
live.
We're
doing all this
and
live right here, right
nobody.
Now.
You're fucking ghetto as hell.
Yeah, that's how we starting him off. That's how we starting him off. What's good, people? What's the word? Football season is upon us.
Yeah, it's all popping now.
So before we went live, I was asking Jules how did the game go? How did everything go for her? So she was telling me that story. Can you finish that, Jules?
It was live, of course. There was a lot of Eagles fans out there, believe it or not.
Yeah, I had a couple buddies that went to the game. They, you know, they're a little upset at this point, but they flew out there, had their Eagles gear on, they was ready to go. Was it John Franklin and Damon?
Yep.
Damon went out there. They do a lot of the Eagle trips and going out there and shit. What so y'all wasn't overtaken by Eagles fans and no shit like that, were you?
No. I'm just saying that there
Ain't nobody fight in the parking lot and nothing after the game, did they?
We're not
Nah, I'm just saying that wasn't no dig at G. I'm just saying that kind of stuff be happening. It seems to be happening all over. Seems to be happening more commonly in San Francisco, but you know that ain't it's neither here or there.
Yeah, we got a little anger issues. We got a little anger issues. A little anger problem, you know.
Yeah.
It's a quest for six.
Hey man, as long as the team is alive, it's gonna always be a quest for six until we get to six. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I hear that.
So, I mean, you know, ain't no need in post that. We 10 minutes in now.
Yeah, we here. We live. We live.
You two got
you know,
anything y'all need to talk about? You want to give, you know, you gave your assessment on the board, boo.
Well, I mean,
a quest for one, so.
Huh? I wanted Jules to give us her experience. Give me the experience at that game. What was the atmosphere like? You know, what was it like when, you know, the Eagles was making that comeback? You know, give me the whole juice. I want to feel like I was there for a quick second.
You want to feel like it was there? Well, you already
yeah.
know I'm a proud sponsor of blood pressure medication.
Man, I need that.
Every season.
Shit.
I mean, you know, it was live, but, you know, just like the Falcons. And I'm not, you know, I'm a realist before I'm a, you know, fake fan or I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The Falcons are infamous for giving up leads. We can be up 100 points, and that doesn't mean nothing to us, you know, because we'll give it up. We will give it up, you know. So we play like shit. Y'all play like shit. I'm not supposed to be cursing. Oh, my God.
Why?
I'm supposed to be doing better. I'm supposed to be doing better. Anyway, I mean, we both play like crap. You know, it was just a better, crappier team who won, honestly.
Whoa. Time out. Now. If you want me to take this and put this on PG, that's not going to happen. So you trying to be a better person and
she trying to censor,
you know, talk
herself
proper and exactly censor yourself. I mean, do that outside in home, you know, around hubby and in the baseball games. Do that shit out there at work, you know. But when you on this mic, when you in here with the corner, yo, don't be – you getting soft on the show.
I'm not getting soft.
Excuse me?
I'm not getting soft. We're just getting started.
Oh.
You hear this shit,
man?
Woo, you hear this shit?
I don't know what to make of this, G. I don't, she's confusing.
About the game, really, it was, you know, it was two crap teams playing, and we won.
Yeah, it was a nice little shot.
I'm going to let that go.
But that's fine because, you know what, we look like shit yesterday.
We've both been making changes all season long, and we both needed to. So.
Yeah. But you know what? Fair play. I was watching a lot of those games this Sunday,
yep.
And it was preseason all around the fucking league, man. It was a lot of calls, a lot of penalties, a lot of teams looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when you think about the Pittsburgh Patriots game that Thursday
mm-hmm.
night, I was just like, what the very early on in that game. I don't know about y'all,
mm-hmm.
but I'm watching that shit like, man, this is Pittsburgh looked like trash in the beginning, like
Green
the only
Bay.
Ones look,
in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our game last night.
Y'all game last night started off slow as hell, yeah?
That was. I'm like, man, this is some bullshit. I'm tired. It's 11, 12 o'clock. Can somebody score?
Yeah.
It was
you know what got y'all out of that? Y'all start running that fucking rock. If you're able to run the rock, that'll fucking
mm-hmm.
that'll cover all the deficiencies that you might have at the moment. You know what I mean? Like, so when I think back of the Eagles in Atlanta game, I'm just thinking, well, first of all, there's no excuse. We look fucking pit awful. We look like trash. I mean,
mm-hmm.
every side of the ball. Guys were missing blocks. There was miscommunication. The Eagles were not ready for that game. They were not prepared for that game, the bottom line. So it was, for us in particular, it was beyond just looking like preseason. And, you know, we talk a lot of shit. I mean, obviously, I talk a lot of shit. You know, we had a good preseason. But obviously, you know, the questions still remain in regards to Bradford. We got a new quarterback. You know, you expect him, like I honestly expected him to take some bumps and bruises, but I expected him to still look good. He ended up doing that in the second half. But in that first
mm-hmm.
half, I got that rude awakening like, yo, I forgot this.
Yeah, it could
this,
be
motherfucker
like,
this motherfucker ain't played in like 2 years. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, preseason
yeah.
speed and in-game season speed is a different ball game. You got bullets flying at you now. And that motherfucker looked shook. They showed one shot on him. He had a look on his face like, what the fuck? Like, I'm back, but I can't get this shit together.
Well, you
so,
got to remember and understand where he came from. And what he's been through, and he's always been like that. It's the same thing with any quarterback when they first come into the league. If they
yeah.
get thrown out there too early, you got to remember, he ain't had no line out there and with the Rams. He was getting
yeah, sure.
beat up and banged up constantly, never could stay healthy, never could complete a season. But when he was in the game and he was healthy, what you
yeah.
see him doing with his accuracy and with his arm strength and with him reading, that's what he could do. And all that did was just, like, bring back old memories. So, like, get in the head, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and the crazy part is he was still getting hit in the second half of that game, but somehow
mm-hmm.
he regained his composure and said, you know, he probably went into halftime like, yo, I've been here before. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get hit,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to still continue. Because he got hit the first half, he got hit the second half, but the only difference is, he made the throws in the second half. You know what I mean? So
yep.
I got to.
Kelly made adjustments. Instead
yeah,
of, he,
yeah.
Instead of throwing
you know
deeper
what,
into the zone, he's throwing under the zone.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the problem with the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? That's my squad. And y'all know I talk a lot of shit. But, you know, I'm going to keep it 100, you know, as best as I can without being biased. At the end of the day, the bottom line is you can't fucking wait to have time to start making adjustments, man. You know what I'm saying? This is some of the same
yeah.
shit that happened last year. You got to at least get through the first half of the first quarter before you say, let's make adjustments. They waited till halftime to make adjustments, man. You're down 20-3 at the fucking at half. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah, and
You know, they talk about, you know, Chip is a genius. You know, he's a smart head coach. And, that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good things about him, you know, transcending the game in some ways and things that we see. But then there's some other things that Chip's still learning the NFL culture and how shit roll, man. Because I truly believe this guy has a mindset of, like, I do shit my way, and the world revolves mm-hmm. around me. I really believe he feels that way. And because people give him so much credit, that's a given for him. But the reality is he hasn't adjusted to some of the things that people adjust to him in regards to how the NFL works and how fucking the games work. That situation, last night in regards to, you know, sending Parkey out to kick the field goal, come on, man. What are you – come on, bro. Like, make a decision.
Yeah.
Make a decision.
Yeah, he put him in there, and that came in there, what he had, 7 seconds when he got to when he got lined up? That was bad. Yeah, you have to be a boy.
Oh, I'm sure you thank me. And you know what the killer is, Jules, with that is, I'm in my mind, and like I said, I talk my shit, but in my mind, reality in my mind, I'm thinking, you got to go for this shit. I do not want this defense back out on the fucking field, and we got a one-point lead. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go for this fourth down. Don't fucking, like, how could you even think of, if Kelly is this aggressive coach, right? Why are you thinking to kick the field goal and put that defense that even though we played good in the second half, I'm not trusting this defense to go back out there at this point. Not with 2 minutes left in the game to go back out here and stop Matty Ice. I'm not doing it. But I guess that's why I ain't a coach.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's when you have the success he had from coming, it all goes back to when he first came in the league and everybody was saying the same thing, the same success that he had in college and then transitioning over to the NFL, you know. And it goes back to also what you just said is everybody's telling him yes, you know.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to personnel decision, when it comes to, you know, it's, of course, the offense is his. You got to wonder what's going on with the defense. You know, and it gets to the point where you got to wonder if how Andy was, and he was more focused on the offense, but never really put too much on the defense. And then when Jim, you know, God rest his soul, when Jim passed, it just opened up and exposed everything. Right.
Andy got exposed.
And like,
he
got exposed. Exactly. And this is now he's trying with, and you guys did the same thing. You brought in personnel, you brought in, you know, certain people that came from other teams, but it never manifested itself into a great defense. Now it's going to be, y'all, I don't think you'll ever live up to that defense that when Jim Johnson was there. That's
definitely
close to it is good, but not ever that way again.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, and,
if you don't have
you know,
it, it's not keeping up.
Yeah, and Jim Johnson, schematically, you know, we may not even have had, like, some of the best defenses under him, but that defense, his schematically, his defenses always competed at a certain level. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't finish in top 10 all the time, but you knew on the field, you getting blitzed, you got to deal with his packages, his blitz packages, you got to be able to read, you got to be able to make decisions. Like, you knew if you facing a Jim Johnson defense, whether it's one of the best or one of the not so best in the league, that you schematically, you had to prepare for that. You know what I mean? So he could plug guys in and out and still get what he need to get out of him. In some ways, and I believe this, in some ways I think it's like that with Chip's offense, but I think the reality is defense, you still got to be able to do something, man. The Eagles got to match something on the back end of that. You know, one thing Chip's focuses on is offense and special teams. Special teams is like a baby to him. But I think from a defensive aspect, he leaves it up to his defensive coordinators to kind of, you know, do a lot of things. Like, he doesn't really question them. He gives them full autonomy to do whatever they want. And I don't know if there's a lot of accountability going on. You know what I mean? Like, you ever – what was I watching?
How could you – how could there be accountability when has complete control?
Exactly.
That's hard.
Yeah. But here's an example, right? A couple years ago when what's his name? The Ryan boy was with New Orleans. What's his name? Rex Ryan's brother.
That Ryan. Yeah.
Like, they would show on the sideline him and the New Orleans coach, like, going back and forth. Like, they even had them mic'd up at one point. And he would say slick shit like, you need to get your fucking defensive guys together. And then he'd say something back to Peyton like, you worry about your offense. Like, I want to kind of see some of that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
now,
I was watching Hard Knocks. Yeah.
Yep.
I watch Hard Knocks every summer, you know, every training camp. I love Bill O'Brien, man. That's one of the reasons why, and I'm not slighting Chip, I'm just making a point. It's one of the reasons why I wanted Bill O'Brien here, because he gets in a meeting with his staff and he's cursing and shit. Like, fuck out of here. You got to do this, and this. Like, I want to see that passion, and I don't know if Billy Davis is getting screamed on. Like, you can't wait to halftime to make adjustments. So,
yeah,
that's part
of
my issue. That's just one of many, many issues. I can go on and on about it, but, you know, Jules, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the win. You know what I mean? But fuck your team, though, but congratulations. You know, they go hand in hand. F your team. And a congratulations, they go hand in hand for that. So
my brother came a long way to be a loser.
Oh wow!
Where he come from?
Jersey.
Okay. That's some bullshit right there.
Man.
I see we got a couple people on the line.
He goes home to no sympathy because my mom roots for the Giants.
Oh really? Oh, okay. So that sucks.
Let's bring these callers in, people. We got like two people on the line. Two people on the call line right now. We got to
okay.
You want me to bring him in or you got it, Jim?
Yeah, I got him, man.
Okay.
We're going to start with 727. 727, Eric, Eli. Who's this?
Eric.
What are you calling from?
Yo, this is T, man. Jules, congratulations, first of all, baby. Good fucking game. I love you to death.
Thanks.
Secondly, yo, listen, I'm going off the topic right now, but I got to address Michael Thomas and his bitch ass. Let me tell y'all something real quick. This motherfucker, man, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Let him hear this shit. He can play this shit on his computer. I don't give a fuck what it is. Y'all can go back and tell him. This nigga getting his feelings every goddamn year. It's each and every time, yo, double, and you know I'm telling the truth. How many times has it been to the point where we bump ourselves up and we like, yo, we going to be good, yada, yada, yada. And then we do good in the season and shit. It's like, it's okay. We win our first four or five games. The next thing you know, we lose one or two. Next thing you know, niggas ready to jump shit. That shit pisses me off, man. We played one game. And this nigga talking about LeSean McCoy and everybody. Nigga, they don't play for us no more. Why the fuck is you worried about them?
Tell them.
Like, seriously, like,
my
thing is this, like, you believe, I'm saying, if they were so, listen, this is my whole theory, if they was all that great, not saying that they're not good, because they are good players, but my thing is, for him to sit up here and let these cats go, obviously, they didn't mesh with what he was trying to build. So at some point, you got to take for what it's worth and just say, all right, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and ride with you. Why you keep worrying about what the fuck happened in the past? That shit is over with. Ain't nothing we could do about it. Either you a fan or you not. You going to rock with it or you not going to rock with it.
Man.
Like, don't sit up here and contradict yourself. You talking about, yeah, we going to go 12-4, this, that, and the third. Next thing you talk about, yeah, I told y'all motherfuckers I couldn't stand shit. Man, shut your bitch ass up. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. You cry more than anybody on the post. Then you go change your motherfucking name like the CIA is chasing after your stupid ass. Shut the fuck up, man. That shit pissed me off. I just had to get that off my chest. Fuck him and everything he's about. Now, back to what you were saying, Doc Wood, as far as with Chip, you know, getting on his staff and all that shit. That nigga ain't going to get on them niggas like that. If anything, he going to offer him a sandwich. He's soft. I love him, but he's soft.
Yeah. Yeah,
he ain't going.
Yeah,
I don't think he's that caliber of a coach.
I don't think
he when niggas talk back to him. Like, his whole thing is, I'm the coach. What I say, go. If you don't like what I say and you talk back, I'm gonna ship your ass out of here. It is what it is. He's the coach. Either you're gonna play for him or you're not.
Well, and that's the thing about it. Like, you know, to go back to Mike Thomas a little bit. And I'm gonna just say this. Everybody know we talk shit. You know that, right? But here's the reality. We give honest assessments on our shit, man. Every Eagles fan that pretty much know this, either we're going to fucking sink or swim with Chip. It's either he's going to be something great or this shit is going to be a fucking crash and burn situation. We understand that. We fully understand that shit. So, you know, a lot of us in a lot of ways are being optimistic. It's not necessarily being biased. You trying to support your team. You understand the moves that are made. I don't know if Maxwell is going to be that dude. I'm hoping he's that
garbage.
Dude. You know what I'm saying? It's one game. I'm still optimistic. You know, the only thing, and I said this earlier on the board, and G, you can attest to this shit. Julio Jones ate Patrick Peterson up so fucking bad last year.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I'm
He's
saying?
He's a fucking man child.
And I'm watching this game because the reason I'm watching this game because it got fantasy implications. I'm in the playoffs playing this nigga, and this dude had Matt Ryan, and he had Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. So when you got the receiver and the quarterback in fantasy football, you already fucked if you're playing somebody who has that. So I cut on that game, and I watched that whole game exclusively, and I'm thinking, all right, I got a chance. Matt Ryan ate up fucking Patrick Peterson so bad. Julio Jones had you could probably check the stat, I want to say about 160, 170 yards on like 9 or 10 catches. You know what I mean? When that dude, Julio Jones, is healthy, he's a fucking beast. So the only thing
he's
I can say in Maxwell's defense, if there's any defense, is that we're not facing Julio Jones next week. We got Brandon Marshall the following week. So we're going to find out if, like, and Terrence, you said it earlier, he could be a nominee. We don't know that shit yet. God, I hate
right.
to fucking say that word. That bothers me to even fucking admit that. But we're going to find out. You know what I'm saying?
You
but
look
you
at
can't.
It this way. When he wasn't, like, playing it. One is the test of what you just said, who he is, the player he was guarding. It doesn't matter who it is. They're going to have problems with Julio. But
man.
It's also the type of defense that he was playing to and what he's used to. Now he's, you know, he's not, he doesn't have, you know, what he had before.
Absolutely.
I mean, he
I
has,
agree.
You know,
I agree
he
with
has
that.
Help on defense. Right. It, not even just that he had help. He had pressure. And that was one of the things that I did not see that I thought would be there more than what it was last night, especially going against Atlanta's offensive line.
But, G, you know what? The first half, you're right. We didn't give that. But the second half, we got on his ass. When we
right.
got on his ass, that's when the defense really stepped up at that point in time. I mean, granted, he still got burnt. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Maxwell's cheeks. Fuck him. Like, that's just how I feel about him. Like, I don't think he's worth the money. He's a good player. But, again, it's like, even if it's against Julio Jones, which we all know is a beast, my thing is, all right, when this motherfucker lines up against whoever else, Terrence Williams, whoever else that we face, is it going to be the same thing that we saw last night? If it is, we got a fucking problem. Because they're going just like how they did Fletcher last year, it's going to be the same shit all over again.
If it is, we can pack it in. We can pack it. Yeah, if this defensive secondary is the way it is, like it was last year, we can fucking pack it in.
Yeah, and I'm
optimistic. Like I said, I felt like at the end of the day, there was nothing you could do. You know what I'm saying? Maxwell was the guy on the market. You had to go for him. He was the top cornerback on the market. So everybody, you know, it is what it is. So you made the effort to try and improve in your secondary, and that's all you can do. Now, this guy coming here, he's stealing money. Yo, the spotlight is on him. Dude got to prove himself. We are going to find out in the coming weeks on whether this was just a fucking horrible start or if this motherfucker actually can burn. Like G said, maybe he got fucking covered by that great secondary in Seattle and that good pass rush. You know what I'm saying?
That's
a great secondary benefits from a great pass rush, but at the same time, there are going to be games where your pass rush may not be able to do it, and that's when your secondary has to show who they really are. Like yesterday, we finished second in the NFL in sacks. We know we got a good front seven. We know we got a good line. But there are going to be games where they may not be able to get to a quarterback like Matt Ryan, a good quarterback like Tony Romo, guys who can get rid of that ball fast. And as a cornerback, you got to stay on your man longer. This is where your money is made right here. So we're going to find out if yesterday was some fluke shit. You know, if Julio, you know, maybe he could use Julio as an excuse, but if he come out next week and let Terrence Williams, and this is no disrespect to Terrence Williams, if he come out and let Terrence Williams burn him, I'm fucking done. It's over. It's a wrap.
Well, I wouldn't say it's over, but at the same time, I just hope that they come up with a different game plan. Hold up. You said we only got 10-minute segments.
It's not over.
Go ahead.
When y'all look at the schedule, I think y'all are playing. Of course, y'all playing y'all division. I think y'all playing. I think y'all playing the NFC South. I think the only person you got to really worry about, otherwise than that, is of course Drew Brees.
Well,
and then y'all play.
We got our division too.
We gonna say that shit like we playing fucking
okay.
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Honestly, you do got your division right, but
yeah.
until the Giants get their shit together, you got Beckham. Now, it's just you got to play a completely different team philosophy. Of course, they're going to pick on him, but if it's at a point where he's a liability, your defense got to change. You can't go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't.
Well,
you
I mean,
can.
The reality is, yeah, like you said, G, I got the schedule right here. And you know, real quick, you got the Jets, not really. Brandon Marshall,
not really.
Okay.
Exactly.
Redskins,
exactly.
Not worried about them. The Saints,
right.
You got speed with Cooks and Colston. The Giants, you got
right.
Beckham, okay.
Cook.
Panthers.
Let's take Colston out of that. That's cool. Only person
yeah,
I'm
well,
about
I mean, yeah,
right now.
Yeah, well, like, shit, G, after last night, I can't take nobody out of it. Shit, I got
for
to
real?
Name everybody's
shit.
Receivers
got,
after last because
yeah, don't
because,
hang up, Dan. We got you.
Yeah, because Roddy White was killing niggas last night, too, so.
That was good. I said the same thing, woo. Like, that's the thing. Like, Roddy White was killing us.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So,
fuck you again, Jules. I love you to death, but fuck your squad. God damn it. That shit hurt, man. That shit hurt. All right.
Let's break Daddy. I want Daddy to snap on me and stick in some old 49 and shit. You know,
oh, shit.
The
Vanilla
time.
Ice. Damn.
Damn, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Terry, what's going on, everybody? Terry still on the line?
Yes, Terry is still on the line.
Tell Terry to
shut
the fuck up. Oh,
he
okay.
Did he just hang
Terry,
up?
If you can hear me, Terry, shut the fuck up, son. Oh, what's going on, everybody, man? I just,
really?
I want to congratulate my man, Mike G. Is Mike G on the phone?
Yeah, Mike G's on.
Wait,
Mike
hold on.
G,
who's this?
Who's this?
I know this ain't Dan giving out a congrats.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. Go ahead and finish what you're going to say. Let me let you complete it. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
You guys looked halfway decent last night. I mean, I fell asleep after the first quarter, but I saw the highlights, man. And, you know, your boy High looks legit, man. I mean, it was
looked
against
up.
Minnesota. It was against
exactly.
Minnesota.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we'll see if it could translate. I want to hear your guys' honest assessment of my squad. Everyone, you know, you got Steffi and Wimberly talking like it's done. But I mean, honestly, we all know that the Rams play us tough. Our division's tough, man. We got four tough teams. You saw Arizona did their thing, and you know, St. Louis got a tremendous defense, and Foles, if he stays healthy, man, He's a solid quarterback, and they got weapons.
Yeah.
They got Austin, you know, that this dude that was the backup running back was Cunningham. He was doing his thing.
Cunningham.
I want to hear. I want to hear what you all think about my team real quick. If you did watch any of the game, I don't know if you watched any.
Well,
of the game.
I'll go first. Look. We know y'all had trouble with the Rams last year. We saw they beat y'all last year. I remember that fake.
Mm.
52 fake out fucking punt
yeah.
return shit they did on
oh,
y'all
man,
last
yeah.
year.
Yeah,
but as we can all attest to, division games are division games. We
oh,
know
yeah.
how that go. You know what I'm saying? We all
mm-hmm.
talk shit about our divisions, but you know, and I talk mm-hmm. shit, but let's face it, the West is a tough division. It's probably the toughest division in football. That's why, you know, I get on Steven and them and I tell G and them, like, look, I mean, obviously they're gonna have to be confident in their squad, but when I look at the three squads, the Rams, Seattle, and Arizona, and the 49ers, you start ranking them teams on what you think they're going to do, somebody got left out. Two or three teams may get left out. You know what I mean? It's just fucked
yeah.
up. But I like Seattle, although the only problem I really have with y'all is I'm not sure if that offense is what it needs to be, man. Even with Graham, I mean, I like him. But I'm just not sure that offense is what it needs. I still think y'all need somebody on the outside that can do what they need to do. I mean, y'all kind of run an old philosophy of we do defense and we run the ball. We get that. But in this day and age, with teams passing the way they do, it's tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And based on y'all's schedule, I mean, y'all play some tough teams, man, alongside of the teams that y'all play in y'all division. Y'all play the Cowboys again. You got the Lions. You got the Bengals. You got the Packers.
Packers.
Next week. I'm looking at y'all's schedule right now. You know, you got the Ravens. You know what I mean? Outside, just outside of y'all own schedule, look, man, it's going to be a tough road for y'all. I'm just glad the Eagles are not in that division. So, you know, overall, I think y'all got a good squad. I talk shit, but I think y'all got a decent squad and y'all can win that division. But y'all going to have to play better than y'all played the other day. So, I mean, we'll see what happens.
I just hope we can figure out the offensive line because I think
that's the key.
If you give any quarterback time, they're going to be, you know, somewhat successful. And Russell Wilson knows how to be successful, but. Yo, I mean, I like I like the Graham pickup. I mean, losing Max Unger, man. I mean, I hope we can get it together. But he got sacked like six, seven times, man. It's like, he didn't have time. He didn't have time.
He got sacked six times, and Marshawn had somebody in the backfield all day, especially on that fourth and short, all day.
Yeah,
I mean, and let's not let Pete Carroll off the hook again. Let's not let him off the hook. Because that was a bad formation. That was a terrible. The play call was nice, but it was a terrible formation. You don't give a running back like Marshawn Lynch a handoff in the stands. No, he needs to be running downhill with the handoff so he can fall forward with this strength and this size. So that was one. Two. Oh, let's not let Richard Sherman off the hook either. You watched the game, right?
Yeah, I watched it.
He had that. It was one crucial. I don't even know who the dude was, but it was a very crucial third down play where the receiver came out of the slot and did a post right over him, and that was a very crucial third down late in the game. I don't know who he was, but you got to look at him too.
I remember that. I don't know if that was Boston.
I don't know. But it probably was, but you can't. It's the line. It ain't the defense wasn't getting. You know, as much pressure as it used to, but at the same time, you know, you got. This is a Rams that put a lot of picks into their offensive line. One, and two, they had you guys off balance a little because the secondary just wasn't in sync. I'm not going to say it's not because it's absence, chance of absence, but they was not in sync. It's the first game, bro. What happened last year when y'all played Carolina in the first game?
It just wasn't Carolina.
And you always ran. Like Wu said, it's a division game, bro.
Yeah.
It's
a division game. And y'all were not even favorites like that. A lot of people had picked the Rams. So it wasn't a big surprise. We all know that.
But like that Wu said, man, I'm gonna stay optimistic, but I was talking shit on the board with that next man up philosophy with the whole Cam Chancellor thing, man. But I think we need to pay that man. We need to get him back on the field, man.
What's the latest on that?
Nothing.
Latest I'm hearing is that it's over like $900,000, and it's not even.
Yeah, for this year's contract, right?
I think he wants it to be. Put added to like 2016 because right it's on 2017. For next year's contract. So I'm like, yo, why? It's not even about extra money. It's just about moving it around. Like, and I understand it's from the business aspect. They don't want the players to have so much leverage. Yeah. But come on, this guy is a crucial part of our team. Not even just like on the field, but just he's like a. You know, he's one of the leaders inside the locker room.
He's the heart. He's the heart of the team. He's just like how Patrick Willis was for us. He's the heart of the team.
Yeah, they were saying that the dude that got burnt for a touchdown was the guy who was covering for him. I don't know his name.
It was. Yeah, Deion Bates.
They said you got players coming into management's office saying, we need him on the field. He's our quarterback in that secondary. So,
Russell
had
his jersey on the practice. That when your quarterback is putting on, I mean, you just gave this man. Obviously, Russell is the leader of that team. Now, if the leader of my team is sitting here wearing my defensive player's jersey,
Russell Wilson. I saw Marshawn Lynch was wearing his jersey. Russell Wilson was wearing it too.
Russell was too.
Oh,
Russell
really?
Wearing his jersey in practice, bro.
Oh,
Well, that says something, because Marshawn Lynch is usually the man that he's kind of like the rebel that does stuff.
Yeah.
He don't care about what people think. But if Russell Wilson is doing it, they need to pay him, man.
What do you do from a management standpoint when you got players that are key players? Obviously, you're winning together and players want more money. We all know how this goes. What do? So you don't set a precedent where guys are all of a sudden coming and saying, yo, it's my due. Give me this or change this around. Like, at some point, you do have to make a stand as management to say, nah, all you motherfuckers can't keep doing this. We know you're a vital part of the team, but this is just the way it is. What do you do? If you're management, what do you do?
It is true.
How do you handle it?
I think it depends on where the money is at, where the range is at.
Well,
you got the team. I understand where you're coming from, and as a manager, you want to put your foot down and you want to draw a line so that nobody else is. Oh, he did it. Well, I'm gonna try it. But not all of them are going. One, not all of them can do it. Two, not all of them will do it. Why? Because they know their position. They know if you ain't about that. If you're not bringing forth what he brings forth to the table, you know damn well in your mind you better not even walk in my office talking to me that you want some more money. Get the fuck out of here. No. See, the difference with this guy is he not only is the heart of the team, not only does he put them in places on the field, he helps them outside of the game in life. Like he's like a big brother to a lot of these kids, a lot of these players. Like when they come in, that's who they see. So it's not even about him just being the player coach. He's like I'm not going to say a father figure, but he's the big brother. So now you want to pay me to be the player, but now you don't want to pay me to be the player and the coach, or the player and the big brother, or the player and the counselor.
And you know what, G? I hear what you're saying, and in saying that, to piggyback off of that is, you know, I wish teams would come out and at least say there's a pecking order in how we do things. Certain guys we value. Teams don't really say this. I mean, obviously, you don't want to offend nobody, and everybody knows this. But I think management should come out and say, certain guys we look at that are integral parts of the team, we may do other things for. Other players won't get that. You hear players complain about it all the time because they know it, but you never really hear teams really speak on that shit. I think it's good to set the record straight with teams to know with your team just to tell them like. Basically what you just said, like, look, certain guys are going to get certain privileges and other guys aren't. You're expendable. Bottom line, I mean, they're not going to necessarily say it like that. Huh?
They know that, Will. Bro, they know that.
Yeah,
these players know that. They know that.
But you know what? If you come out and say it, I think, you know, guys will save themselves the embarrassment to some degree.
Right.
Of other
right,
guys coming
right.
out. Because let's face it, we talking about the Seattle defense. There's a lot of quality players on that team. You know what I'm saying? And who's that? That's the little one? That's yours name?
Yeah, that's my name.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you got guys like Jimmy Graham coming over, and they paying him money now. So it's like, you know, everybody knows when you get an outside player that comes to the team and he's getting some bread, other guys inside is like, you know, all right, here we go.
This is what I want to see, though. Because, now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if I misread it. 347, I got you. The air code, we're going to bring you in.
That's Ed Morris. Yeah.
Ed, don't hang up, bro. Give us a second.
Ed's coming in.
But Dan, Ed Gary coming right now. But correct me if I'm wrong, Dan. When Wagner got his contract and he signed, did he not troll Cam?
Did Wagner troll?
Yeah. Do you remember
what you
seeing
mean by that?
It was a tweet that he put out there after he signed, and then that's when Cam really, you know, put his foot in the dirt, and was like,
Wagner
tweeted
something after Russell Wilson signed, right?
Or was it after Russell? It might have been after. I don't know when it was, but it was suspect. It was suspect, and it was like, okay.
Yeah, I think it was after Russell Wilson got the big extension that Wagner said something, but then Wagner signed after Russell Wilson. I think that's how it went down, if I'm not mistaken. But Wagner did say something on Twitter, and he deleted it. But,
Whatever that was, that makes me – you got to be wary about that. You got to hope that gets squashed. I'm quite sure y'all squashed that. If y'all don't, I mean, the way, again, you know, like I always say, Seattle ain't got nothing but a bunch of convicts on their defense. So if it is a problem, when you come to the spot, they just go and rock it up and get the socks and knuckle up and square it up and go back to it. I'm telling you, you know, there ain't nothing but a whole bunch of niggas on their defense. That's why it's so good, yo. I'm telling you, them bulls run around like they in the streets ready to knuckle up with somebody else. I love that day. That day is nice, man. But
So listen real quick. I know my time is running out. I want to say two things. Is Natalie still on the phone or no?
I'm here.
Natalie, congratulations on your win yesterday. That was a good game, man. It was exciting. I got to give you that.
I want to ask Dawood, who
got the high score this week in the high stakes league?
That's a good question. Did you get it?
I did, man. I was losing by like 0.5 points, and then your boy Bradford threw an interception, and that won it for me.
Oh,
I was like, I just won it, Bruce. I'm telling you, man.
You had to get one of them in there.
But thanks for alerting me to that. Now, I'll make sure that I make that adjustment. I hadn't even looked at it yet. I'm so busy mad at my fucking 3-point loss. I'm like, fuck this shit. You know, but hey, that's how it go.
I heard everybody snickering when I drafted Tom Brady, man. I thought that might have been my best pick out of the whole draft, man.
Nah, that's a good pick. Hey, that's a good pick.
I'm just mad, man.
I lost to Bridgewater, but we'll see. We'll see how the season goes. Good
way. Yeah, man. I'm gonna call in next week. I'm gonna let Ed Morris get his shine, but I'm gonna listen on. But
right,
I'll speak to you guys.
All right, bro.
Thanks for hearing yourself, man. See you in a few. Ed.
Nostrovich. No, how you say that? Nostrovich. Nostrovich. I am niggas say that. I've been drinking this vodka, talking Russian. Nostrovich. All that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You're so retarded.
Привет.
Hey, what's good?
Here it goes.
What's going on? What's up, man? Oh, man, caught the living. I can't call it. I might spoil it, man. Just sitting here listening to this show. She sounds wonderful. I'm happy to have you back. Congratulations. Glad everybody's in good spirits. You know what I'm saying? Well, some of us.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
yeah. So. Thanks,
some
bro.
Of us
yeah.
are in good spirits.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we're in good spirits.
You know, this
good.
We all, you know, we're breathing. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
let's get right to the root of this thing. This is a really Dez being gone is a very big blow. Anybody says different is just, you know, I don't know, being optimistic, and you're supposed to do that, next man up mentality. But Dez being gone is not as big as
Murder.
You know, and this sounds strange, but it's not as big as losing Randy Gregory on the defensive side, and Ronald Leary on the offensive line. That's very big right there, very, very big, because you got inside pressure gone. You have the guard that you got. What's the big boy over there that like to pop shit at Eagles? What's that big nigga name? Bowen. What's the big nigga look like Terrence? That look like Terrence Foster. The big nigga.
The one that got hurt.
The defensive nigga.
Trey. Not Trey. Oh, I took him back.
Jason Peters.
No, on the defense. On your defensive side.
Oh, on the defense. Oh, you're talking about either Fletcher Cox or Benny Logan. One of those guys.
This is Logan.
Yeah, defensive tackle.
You don't want that boy switching over on McKenzie Bernardo. You know, Bernardo, like I said, I posted earlier, he's able, but he's not a Leary. You know, I mean, at this point, it's time to see, you know, what Collins can do. You know what I mean?
I'm still upset about that, man.
And what'd you play, a fifth or a fourth? Was it a fifth?
Oh my goodness! Let me tell you,
Collins?
Something, man. We did a steal in the third round. We robbed everybody in the third round. Robbed them.
That was the third. Okay.
Not
just Collins. I'm sorry. I'm talking
we
about
had Gregory
undrafted.
And Collins.
I'm talking about the undrafted guy.
That's who I'm talking about. Yeah.
I thought that was
a pick
Collins.
Up. Lyle, yeah, I'm saying, but it was. No one wanted to touch him. Exactly. No,
yeah.
It was a steal. No one wanted to touch him because of the ongoing investigation.
What happened was, I thought it was later than that.
No. What happened was he was teams wasn't touching him because he was at LSU and there was a murder. Some chick he used to mess with got murdered. So everybody thought that it was going to turn out to be him, so nobody touched him. But I guess, you know, Dallas, dude, we get that inside on our crooks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Found out that, he was no longer a suspect. And we were like, oh, we get that. We'll take that right there. We'll take that.
I wanted him, man. I mean, he looked okay last night, but I wanted him, like, bad.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I wanted Mathis. I'm like, man, I'm scared of this line. I don't know what's going to happen. Please, somebody just get on this line because can't nobody block on
line.
Strange
enough, I wanted the other Collins. I wanted Landon Collins that went to the Giants, the safety that was talking shit. I wanted him, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? But that was it all works out, though.
So, Ed, who's your biggest loss? Is it Dez or is it the defensive lineman?
I'm honestly thinking the bigger loss is Randy Gregory at this point because, you know, the line was, you know, pretty good as it was, you know, until Hardy gets back, you know. But even if we didn't sign Hardy, you're talking about Mincy, who's solid as fuck last year. You're talking about DeMarcus Lawrence, who's coming into his own, but he's not there like that yet. You know, you got Nick Hayden, and then you had Randy Gregory. You know, they were really, you know, prepping this boy. He's coming along. That right there really, really hurts. You know what I'm saying? That inside pressure, very important. You know what I'm saying? Very, very important. You know, that really hurts us more than anything because now we're going to have to really try to win these games with Dinkin and Duncan. You know what I mean? Because you're talking about a strong safety. I mean, I'm sorry, you're talking about a safety just coming down in the box to stuff any kind of run we do at this point. Like, who are these nondescript niggas? You know what I'm saying? Who are these nondescript receivers? I'm coming down there. So, I mean, I figure, okay, you know, we can, we can, you know,
try to keep up. It's going to be a lot of cheating at that line of scrimmage for sure. A lot of cheating at that line of scrimmage for sure.
Oh,
definitely.
Man, it's going to get dirty.
Definitely.
It's going to get dirty. It's going to get real dirty, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well,
I also want to tell you, get y'all motherfucking, not you, Dawu, but y'all give me them documentary things, man. Fuck y'all waiting on. Fuck y'all waiting on.
Get them, man.
Always forgetting some shit. I wrote that shit. I don't even call it all caps no more. I wrote that shit in Delise, in Robert Delise. You know what I'm saying? Do not reply if you're not going to do it. I wrote that shit in all Delise, nigga. I wrote that shit in all Delise. What the fuck is y'all doing? For real. That ass,
bro,
hey, give me them shit.
I wanted to do that shit so bad this weekend. I'm so fucking, my shit's so hectic, bro. I'm sitting here the whole weekend like, damn, I know Ed is fucking cussing me out right now. Niggas say he's going to get me this weekend.
I wanted to tape some more stuff. So that's good if they take.
Well,
tape some more stuff
because these niggas.
Yeah,
right now I only got a few. I only got a couple, man. And you know what I'm saying? Yours in there. These motherfuckers took them out there. They got to get a hairline and all the other shit. All right, well, go get trimmed up. You know what I'm saying?
Shit gets serious, bro. You know, I'm taping. My wife came down like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Get the fuck out!"
Right.
What the hell are you doing? I'm like,
she's
I'm taping something.
Like
my son is coming down. You know, kids come downstairs and shit. He want to get on the camera. I'm like, oh, man.
You got to go.
I got an even funnier one, Ed. I don't know if you got this one. Two things. First of all, in my house, it's just chaos. So you got stomping upstairs. And then you got the dog barking. So now I got to do the dog barking. Mm-hmm. There was one clip where I had a fucking cricket in my basement. So I'm trying to tape this shit, and the cricket will be going off, and I pause. That's why you'll see a lot of stuff of me pausing, and then I talk again, and then the cricket will start. Then shit was the worst.
You edited that part out?
I think I might have given you that.
God, look, God forgive you if you gave me a clip with you standing there with a cricket going off in the background.
I'm sure I did give you that one. I'm sure I get. But what happened was when the cricket went off,
I ain't gonna do it to you because that's too easy. That would be too easy. That would be too easy.
Damn, I forgot who I'm giving this shit to. Now he gonna manipulate this shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't even say that, dog. Now he gonna go look through that shit and he gonna put something.
No, I can't. That's too easy. That's too easy. I don't ever want to do this shit that you see coming. I don't ever want to do this shit that you see coming. You know what I'm saying? And as I told you, and I'm making this announcement right here on the radio right now. This video is my second to last video. This is gonna be great. But the last video will be my masterpiece, and I won't do another one after it.
And
that's Mr. Robert B. Nice DeLisa's video. His will be my crowning achievement. You heard? Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You know some Jekyll and Hyde shit in the lab going on.
That, we just got a teaser. I didn't know what the level was going to be about. All right.
No. His is being filmed every day. He don't even know it.
Oh, shit.
His is being filmed every day.
Oh, damn.
I got niggas in Jersey. Man, listen, B. His will be my crowning achievement. I promise you that. I promise you nothing. If I don't promise you anything else, I can't promise you no wins for the Cowboys. I can't promise you no losses. I can't promise you nothing. I promise you that will be my crowning achievement. Okay?
Okay? Hey, real quick, speak on this Mike Thomas deal. That's going on with the Eagle brother. You got an opinion on that?
Listen, man, this shit is going too far. Listen, this shit is going too fucking far. Yo, look, man. Look. I caught myself. Sometimes you can get so upset in these things that, you know, you start that old, what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You get into that shit, but it's like you got to catch yourself and go, yo, this is Facebook. Number one, I'm so mad about this shit. And number two, like, even if something did pop off, this is like for all the police and everybody else to see. If something bad happened, I mean, what, are you stupid? Nah.
Yeah.
This shit is ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's a level of this shit that's like, you know what? Listen, I actually apologize. I really, you know, PM'd and apologized to the last person that I, you know, had a weak moment and thought, you know, that I was going to talk that tough shit to, like, yo, you know, see me. I actually PM'd this nigga a month later, like, yo, this shit weighs heavy on my heart that I even did that. Please accept my apology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This shit has no place there. It has no place. It has no place, man. You know, all that other shit that, you know, talking about people's mothers and all that other shit, listen, man, I do the worst of it. But you know what? You know the motto? Well, the second motto. The first motto, man, woman, animal, mineral, vegetable. But
anybody can get it.
Yeah, but one thing that I'm steadfast about is, hey, man, no family, no kids. I don't play that shit. And nobody else should go there either, man. You know what I'm saying? Mike is holding his own, and you know, and Mike is as much as a part of this family of nut jobs as anybody else. You know, and all our personalities, all our various personalities are what makes the board great. So, you know, when dealing with one of the personalities, it is what it is. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you take the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Your uncle play you out, you mad at him, he not your uncle no more? Fuck out of here. That's still your uncle.
You try to test people and give them a forewarning, but Mike has a way of it gets to that point where it goes beyond that point too fast and you can't even get the warning. You can't even squash it. You know what I mean?
No, that's not true.
Mike,
because
he
can get under your skin, but again, since when is that a bad trait around these parts? You know what I'm saying?
There's been other quarrels that he's been in, you know, that has been under the radar for the same waiting he went about, you know, this. You know what I mean?
Is this recently or this is some bad shit?
Yeah, this was recently. So,
I've been your man. Shit, I like to feel I'm omnipotent out this motherfucker. I basically see all of this shit.
I try not to miss nothing. I would think Ed be sleep Because you know he got, I don't know what the fuck you do, but you just be
sleep.
Up in the middle of the night and shit.
I
like,
don't sleep.
Like 2, 3, huh?
Son, I'm ugly, I'm broke, and I'm old. What the fuck I want to sleep for? Fuck what I want to sleep for.
I'll see a white something, it'll be like about 2, it'll be like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's up, he's out. He's out there, you know, fucking him. You know, while you used to talk, you know, you'd be, but then I'm like, ah, he must work at night. Come around like 11 o'clock.
The devil is in the details.
The devil is in the details. Yeah. Like, you know what? This nigga over here, screenshot and shit. I see what you put up the other day, too. Well,
huh?
Did you get a camera on this? I see that. So, but yeah, the thing about Chance Corner, man, is we had that issue before, but we all try to get a grasp of, because it can get out of control. Like you say, we're a bunch of nutcases. But at least we all can get it under control amongst each other. If something happens, you know, we don't need to be there. Admin, we all admin. You know what I mean? When that happens,
listen,
you know, we shut
it down. Listen, exactly. That's like, yo, if you see, like I said, your uncle's still your uncle, even if you're mad at him. I've seen shit where a motherfucker on a Tuesday, you know, I'm not going to go into the details, but, you know, I see us supporting and consoling people that somebody that I just said fuck you to a day ago, you know what I'm saying? But today some shit pop off, and it's like, oh my God, yo, you know what I'm saying? This is a fucking tragedy, you know what I'm saying? I'm there for you, you know. It is what it is. So I mean, I really can't take Mike's personality as an indicator of, well, you know what? It's okay. It happened because of his personality. No, we all got some fuckery with us. You know what I'm saying? And if you know what a personality you're dealing with, you don't, huh? You don't give a fuck.
Give a fuck.
You mute motherfucker. You ain't said 2 words. God damn, Natalie. Shit. Like that?
I don't
God
give a fuck.
Damn.
If you're about to jump off the ledge, I'll push you off. I don't give a fuck.
Hey,
I mean, you know what? You know what, Natalie?
Marcus disagrees with you. A message for Marcus. Marquise Jackson.
What do you think?
He disagrees with you. He says, the loss is Randy, his boy Randy. He says, nah, what you saying is Randy? He says, nah. He said, I just can't see how
you
losing
know what?
I know one scoring us and is not topping the losing Gregory.
Listen, man. I could agree with him, but then we'd both be wrong. Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Yeah.
I could agree with him, but we both be wrong.
Nah, that's huge, man. Dez being gone is something that we've dealt with before. A superstar, like, you know, a superstar wide receiver like that is not hard to part with. It's really hard to part with. But the game still is built around 11 guys.
Precious.
You know what I'm saying? On each side, you know what I mean? And not to say that we'll have success or whatever, but I don't subscribe to just that position. Not when we got 3 other guys on the field that are not as good as him, but 3 other guys whose job is similar. Their job is similar. The ball comes in the air, you catch the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Randy?
Yeah.
Randy Gregory? There's one guy on that field that plays at that position. That's his job. There's 3 other guys next to him, but his job is important. His job is not the same as those other guys. Those other receivers, they have the same job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Randy Gregory's job, different.
If you can't take care of the trenches, if you can't, you know, guard.
Right. Where does the battle start?
Pretty much.
And all your years of watching football, where does the battle start?
In the trenches.
And if that can't be.
In the trenches.
Apply pressure or protect. From pressure, fucked. Because now, if you can't apply the quarterback out all day to sit back there and figure out who to throw it to, even if you got
an average receiver,
you can only guard an average receiver for so long.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Even Chris Cosme made a post earlier. Matter of fact, no, it was Dawood's post, you know, just doing the assessment. And Chris Cosme and a few others chimed in. I chimed in on it as well. And somebody posted, and I think Dawood actually agreed with me, somebody posted that, you know, they were upset that the Eagles players, you know, wasn't in press coverage and was playing zone. And I alluded to, listen, when your pass rush ain't shit, you know what I'm saying, at that part of the game, the pass rush was not effective for the Eagles, you have no choice but to play zone.
Break.
You don't have a choice.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. So you think about that. You think about that in terms of importance. With us playing a team like the Eagles, a high offensive team, you know, a highly offensive, you know, a good offensive team with zero pass rush, not zero, but, you know, lessened pass rush, and our ragtag bunch of secondary, you know what I'm saying, in zone.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure.
It's a problem.
And let's talk about importance of Randy Gregory, and let's talk about importance of Dez. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta stay
in the game. Fuck even trying to score. We can't we're lessened on offense with Dez gone, and now we're really, you know, with Dez in the game, it helps us try to at least keep up or try to get leads. Dez gone, and now this pass rush affected. Oh my God! Can we at least stay in the game to fucking do whatever? Come on, man.
Now you gotta go again. Who y'all at? Y'all Philly or y'all going to Philly next week, right?
Yeah,
it's
home
Philly.
Game for y'all, right?
Me in Philly.
I might come down there with a fucking.
Come on down.
Fucking, I don't know.
Come on down.
I ain't coming down to that motherfucker.
No, you're funny part. My son plays football, so he says to me on the way home, my son, he's like, "We got a scrimmage Sunday." I said, "Yeah, Jay, I see." I said, "Well, you know what time it is?" He was like, "No, we don't have a time yet." I said, "Well, Jay, I got to be honest." I said, "This is, you know," I said, and forgive me for this. I said, I keep it real with him. You know, he's 10. So as they get older, I gotta be more honest with him. So I said, "Jay, this is one of the reasons why I didn't want you playing football." I said, "You know," and I said, "I realized." My wife knows this. I said, but I said, Jay, I realized I didn't want to be selfish about it. And if you wanted to play football, you can play football. This is what you want to do. So he says to me, he's like, but I want to watch the game.
I said, well,
Jay, if you don't want to go to the scrimmage, then I'm not going to force you to go to the scrimmage, man.
Right.
I said, find out what time of the scrimmage, and we'll figure it out from there. I said, because if
I don't
know
why. I don't know why. Like, yo, my mind works like, I don't know if y'all remember the show. It was a show on HBO years ago. It's called Dream On. And this guy, everything that he thought about was like a TV show or some crazy movie he had seen or whatever. That is me. I don't know why I just thought about that commercial from back in the day with the Indian on the side of the road, and the people throw the junk out the car, and then it's close up on this nigga, and then one tear just come down this nigga's eye. I don't know if y'all remember that shit, but
no,
that's what I just thought about.
I don't remember that. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
God dang.
Yeah, that's just like, oh, my
See,
God.
That's
y'all just had the funniest thought. Huh?
Maybe
they ain't show that shit in Philly. Maybe they ain't show that shit in Philly. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we slow to get shit down this way. What I think with God, I said, well, Jay, if the game is at like 4, you know, something like that in the afternoon, I'll just have your mom drop you off. What's wrong with me today? He looked at, that's what he looked at me like, I want to watch the game too. I'm like, oh, shit, what the hell?
Right.
So we're going to see. We'll see what happens. We'll see.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my nation, man. You know what I'm saying? My man Marquise, my man Kay. You know what I'm saying? Kay,
yo, Marquise
Tomorrow,
ride hard for y'all.
Ray.
Y'all got a loyal motherfucking Marquise, boy.
Marquise like the pit bull. Like sometimes, you gotta yank the leash. Sometimes you gotta yank the leash like the pit bull. You gotta yank the leash a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I was talking to him last week when that shit went down. He was just going in and still going. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not even going to talk about this.
Yeah, man. He's that boy right there, man.
He get that mind frame where he want to be at and just stuck there like, all right, I got you, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kay, me and Kay be more trying to crack jokes or whatever. You know, Marquise be cracking jokes when, you know, sometimes this nigga just be like, oh, shit. This nigga just nonstop, you know what I mean? He's nonstop.
Oh,
all
did
I'm
you
do
see
is,
the funny
I'm,
shit with
going,
real quick? The funny shit with
going,
with Terrence and Mike going back and forth, and Terrence is like, "Nah, motherfucker, you ain't gotta take this shit to another level." So Mike Thomas is like, "Nah, I stay on this level." And Marquise was like, "Well, speaking of level, I know Candy Crush has unlimited levels."
He said Candy Crush. Yeah, I seen that shit. Nigga said Candy Crush. I said, "Oh
infinite.
My god."
Candy Crush has infinite levels.
You know him and Terrence always going back and forth at it, so you know he was still really fucking with Terrence.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he, yeah. Another post, he was like, "Yeah, Peter Pan was imaginative or something, some crazy." I said, "Oh my god, this nigga! All I gotta do, you know what? I just need to train him in Photoshop and Final Cut Pro, and then I'll just retire."
Oh, it's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying?
You,
and leave it to him, and just leave
it
all to him.
He's the fucking class clown, man. You can't have You know how we all get in that serious mode where we really want to talk football. You can't do that with him. You can't do that with him. It's a clown job all the way.
You see what he did with the makeup?
Oh, man, that shit is crazy. Oh, well, niggas on the shots. See that lowbrow shit right there? You see that?
What?
You see that?
Yeah.
I heard that.
What happened?
Niggas say, yeah, but he already got the makeup. Mike James. He said, he a clown. He said, he a clown. And Mike G said, yeah, you got the makeup. So, I tell you,
hey,
devil's in the details. I'm watching and I'm listening. See that? See that?
Yeah. Side B. It's
going to be an interesting year, bro. Just like,
yo,
I'm
it's nice to know that I'm the nice one.
Seriously, one day we gotta do a trip somewhere. We got to do a trip to somebody's stadium. One of these days, we gotta plan that shit, man. Seriously, we gotta put that together, Jay.
Yeah,
I don't know if it'll happen next year or the year after that, but somewhere down the line, you know what I mean? When we can get everybody to get along, if that ever happens.
Well, I'm making my pilgrimage to, you know what I'm saying, to the spot, you know what I'm saying, in December. You know what I'm saying? I've been to the old stadium. I never went to the new one yet. So, making my pilgrimage in December, and then after that, like, you know. I don't know.
You got
you know
a game
you're
going to? You got
money.
A specific game you're going to?
Nah, I'm going to anything. You know what I'm saying? I got family that live down there anyway, so I can go to anything that's going on down there. You know what I'm saying? So, but after that, you know, after that, I'm thinking. I mean, what's closest for most everybody is for everybody is the Meadowlands. So, you know, I think that'll probably be the best solution.
Yeah.
Well, Philly.
Yeah.
We try to get everybody to come down.
I'd rather go back to Dallas.
Nobody wants
to be
the Giants.
I tell you.
Or maybe we come down to Atlanta. Shit.
Nobody want to see
the damn
Falcons
for me.
Nobody want to see right. Nobody want to see the Falcons.
Well, I don't really care to see any team. I just want to get away. That's
what it is. That's what it is. We the getaway? Shit,
y'all the getaway.
Yo, Natalie, why you not saying nothing though? I mean, you like coming in and out. Like, come on, you gotta be a gracious host. What's good?
Because you guys talk more than women do.
What?
Mm.
It's a fucking talk show. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh man,
I'm a fucking rapper.
He said he's tired from the game last night.
I mean, seriously, your IQ is at room temperature up in this motherfucker. What's good? Talk to me.
Hey, she's been partying all weekend.
She's very humble right now because she got that win in.
I'm a very humble person.
Whatever. See, look at that bullshit. See?
You what?
This phone line is burning up. Fucking phone line burning up.
I am humble. I am nice.
Let me get off, man.
I am sweet.
Let me get off. I'm about to get very drunk. I don't want to hear you now. Let me get off.
All right.
You guys take it easy, all right?
All right, bro.
Nostrovich. Nostrovich. Vodka.
Always.
Well, we got 15 minutes left anyway. I only did the show until 10:30, so that's good. We got some calls in today, so that's good. Got some people. Maybe we can get. I think Steve wanted to call in. He asked if the show was still going on.
Steve who?
Yeah, you know.
Wimberly.
Oh, the angry light skinned dude.
Oh yeah, you know Steve. Steve is serious. He's serious about them Niners, boy. Don't fucking play. It's not a game. What?
Every time
motherfucker know. He know the linemen's kids and the wives. You know,
every
you know what the
comments,
bathroom stalls in the stadium
like
look like.
Lives matter.
Yo, I don't know nobody that knows more about his team, man. You know, a situation that go down. Yo, that nigga just got arrested. Look, we knew he was going to get arrested 2 years ago. Like, huh?
Yo,
what?
I'm looking at that whole thread where y'all was sitting there going,
yo,
you know, I started that thread. And I said,
he be serious with that shit. Yeah, because I talked to the GM last night. You know what I'm saying? The GM told me. I was like, yo. Yo, he made me go look up Eagle information just so I can be in the know of my own team. Like,
yo,
when I'm fucking done with him.
He cover calls, yo. He's like, we'll know it. But it's like, how can you get – it's your point of delivery through the messages. Like, is it that way? Or like, I didn't talk to you. That's why I say earlier today, I'm like, bro, just call in. We'll talk about it when you call radio.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be like, gee, you going to act like you don't know this shit? Fuck them. They don't really know what's going on. Like, we know what's going on. No, you're the only one that got the inside scoop.
And y'all be getting to us. Well, I'll pop on the post. I'm like, why are you going?
Well, I mean, the conversation started because he got, you know, gee, you've seen the conversation that he got on us. I mean, we talked shit on the Niners. That's what we do. Let's be honest.
Right.
Like, fact is,
right,
it was the craziest
offseason
that anybody has ever seen in a long time, if ever. So, rightfully, it's not just one or two incidents. There were continuous situations. You lost the fucking head coach. Your whole organization did almost a 360 in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Structurally, schematically, players, you know, organizational-wise. You got motherfuckers, like, you know, outside of the craziness in Washington, y'all are the next best thing of drama and soap opera. So, obviously, that's going to be made fun of.
Yeah. Every off season we've had with Harbaugh has been tumultuous. So it's been crazy.
With that, G, is, you know, y'all know that, but the first couple of seasons it was kind of quiet in some ways. You know what I mean? It seemed like everything just fucking blew up. You know what I mean? Over the last year or so, with him leaving and then all the drama. And remember last year, we had these discussions last year about what y'all was going to do and what was going to happen and all the controversy in the beginning. It started when they said that this motherfucker was going to take that Cleveland job, right? Remember that shit?
Remember all that shit that was going on?
And, you know, obviously when speculations come up, it's all hearsay. But then at the end of the day, when shit really pop off, you got to go look back and say, where did this start from? And you think to yourself, well, maybe there was some validity to some of that shit that went down. Like, at the end of the day, this is what we know. There was some fucking turmoil with Harbaugh and management. That's what we know, right? Now, remember when all that was going on, you know, and I'm not saying all of y'all denied it, but there was a lot of fan base saying, you know, like, nah, they blowing it up to be what it is and this and that, you know, where everybody's made to be out like, and it happens with every team. You know what I'm saying? People try and cover up what's really going on. But the bottom line is, my point is, when you got that much turmoil, it's bound to play out on the field to some degree.
And it did.
You know what I'm saying?
And it did. It did to the degree where it wasn't just the players. And that was the thing that throughout all last year and the struggles we had last year, that I know that most of us, especially me and Wimby, was trying to get to a point to the cross with y'all. This also touches on a subject of why we always say we do have the talent. It's not the players. It's the coaching. It's the coaching and what they're doing. It's coaching and personnel that's filtered down to the players. Because we know what we got. Of course, we're going to support our team, but it's still for everyone else to see as we continue to go throughout this season. But we see the talent that we had. We know the competition that was going on.
And I respect that. I know that. I mean, that's one thing I'll give y'all credit for. Yeah. Y'all know your
squad. We've always had that.
You know your squad. But definitely, you guys draft well. You run a good management. But as we all know, and as the Eagles are kind of going through to some degree as well, with so much turmoil, you still need continuity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still have to be like, I'm watching that game yesterday, and I'm just like, you know, after a while, the Niners got in the groove, and they're doing their thing, and they're running the rock, and I'm thinking, like, damn, this is a different team. You know,
It's not. This is now. Hear me out. It's not. You touched on it. One word you said exactly. You touched on it. Even though we went through all of our shit, we've had continuity. We lost Harbaugh, but as far as the coaching staff, we've kept, again, who our head coach? He was our line coach. Who was our offensive coordinator? He was our quarterback's coach. Who was our defensive coordinator now?
okay, he was a tight end coach. Fuck why he was over there for various reasons, but that was in the plans for Bulk just for, you know, because we didn't know what was going on with, because he wasn't, we're not going to spend a lot of money. We're not, you know, and also we didn't want anything to do with anything that had Harbaugh after all of that shit went down. I mean, I honestly believe they did try to go out and find another head coach.
We got somebody on the line, Jay. I'm bringing him in. I'm bringing him in cold. 630, okay. You won.
This is 630. This is the man you've been talking about for the last 5 minutes. What's good?
There you go.
We got continuity in what you just said, and it's been through the coaching staff. And when you look at the running game that you seen last night, that's what we always been about. That's all of that shit you saw last year. That wasn't us. That was pressure coming from Harbaugh not wanting to do a transition. You know,
here's the thing. No, that was G just talking. But that's what I mean by when I watched y'all last night, I thought to myself, this is a different team, because it felt like y'all got back to running the football like Harbaugh did in his first couple of years. Last year you had Cap, you know, passing, trying to lead the way through the air. Y'all picking up all these different receivers. What I saw last night was a recommitment to the run game. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, obviously y'all would know more than I do.
Although I've watched quite a few games.
It was going back to what they did that got them to the Super Bowl in 2012. But what they did was in the off season, they changed offensive line coaches. And what they did was for the first 2 years, we went with two line coaches. One of them left, went over to the college game, and then this year they brought in two more line coaches. But what they did was they brought in the zone blocking scheme.
Yeah, right.
And what they wanted to do was, since they had a roster full of the one-cut runners, the downhill guys, you wanted to get a blocking scheme that matched that instead of just trying to run over the defense every play. And I think what you saw last year that that's really what they were trying to do, and they weren't fooling anybody anymore. See, it's one thing if you have a good scheme. It's another thing if you have that scheme, but you don't adjust to what the opposing team is doing. And that really, you saw it all last year. They went in at halftime with how many double-digit leads and left the game with a loss? You know, it happened time after time after time. And what I think the difference in what you saw last night as opposed to last year, number one, I think all of whatever was going on behind the scenes was just over. I don't know what that was about. I have my theories on it. I think, it ran a lot deeper than just, you know, Harbaugh and management. To be perfectly honest with you, I think the 49ers were always Harbaugh's second choice anyway. I think he always wanted Michigan. I believe he always said that was his dream job, even when he was at Stanford. I think when they hired Brady Hoke, before his last year at Stanford, that pretty much sent him on another path. I think he always had his eyes on the Michigan job. He never really stays anywhere too long anyway, even though I hope
there's that inside scoop again. And look at that inside scoop he gives.
But he does. Look, what did he do? He went to the Raiders and stayed there. He stayed with the Raiders for a year. He went to San Diego for a year and left. I'm sorry. He went to San Diego for 3 years and left. He had Josh Johnson down there. He went to Stanford.
Never stayed anywhere.
He gets Andrew Luck, and he stays there for Andrew Luck's whole career, and then he leaves. So it's a cycle. And to be honest with you, the 49ers got him for one more year than anybody else had.
So my question to y'all, and we got about 6-7 minutes left, but my question to y'all is, when Harbaugh first came in, right, correct me if I'm wrong, y'all were committed to running that ball, even with the whole read option, read zone, that stuff. And then something happened where, and y'all can explain this a little bit more, where it got to a point where we're abandoning what was the hallmark of our football team, and we want Cap to start reading more. What happened in between that?
You got to rewind this back before he came in. First of all, they didn't even really bring the read option in until 2012. That was the first time you really ever saw them use that as a staple in their offense. So really the first year, what he did was is he took what they already had and he formed his offense around the personnel that they already had on the roster.
Okay.
The second year with Kaepernick, I think he used 2011 for Kaepernick to sit the bench and learn the NFL game. The second year was apparent because the first Green Bay game, he got Kaepernick in there on a couple of plays. You saw right then and there what his intentions were to try to evolve the offense, and that's when you started seeing the read option. And you even saw Alex Smith running the read option.
Yeah, that was Alex Smith's downfall right there.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think Alex
I'm talking
Smith
about as far as on his way out. Like, you know, at the, once Cap stepped in, it was like.
I think that's where I had to understand where the whole thinking was. Harbaugh was going to put Kaepernick in by year three, regardless of Alex Smith was on the roster or not. I think what he did, don't forget about the contracts
that constantly had to deal with going back and forth with Alex. So exactly. That was already, you know, like, okay, well, that's what we got to do here.
He already had another year left on his deal anyway. So either regardless of what was going to happen, he was going to come in as Kaepernick's backup in 2013. What allowed Harbaugh to kind of sneak his way out of that was that concussion in the Rams game. So he had a reason.
Yeah. He had a reason, okay.
After that, it was like, okay, well, this is it.
That's it.
You know,
and that concussion gave him the out to go with the guy he always wanted to go with anyway. And what he wanted was – he wanted, well, the offense that he saw when he – remember when he recruited Robert Griffin to Stanford and he wanted to run the two-quarterback offense in Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of the vision he had with Kaepernick and Alex Smith, that two-quarterback, one cerebral guy, one guy who was the uber athlete. You had both of them there at the same time where you could have one guy on the field like Kaepernick where you really didn't know if he was going to run a pass, but you had that dual threat on the offense. With Alex Smith, he was the guy that read the defense, just like Andrew Luck, made the right throw, made the right read, got you into the right play pre-snap. I think for him, he went to Kaepernick too fast. And
so here's
really
my question.
What he wanted to
we got about 3 minutes left. Here's my question, Steven. Give me a prediction on what you think y'all will do this year. Based on all the turmoil and all the craziness that went on, that's all died down, new season. You know, we talked about the Vikings and not making a big deal out of that. Y'all played well. I watched that whole game. Y'all looked good against the Vikings, but I didn't like – there's a lot of things about the Vikings I just don't like. I just don't think they're a very good football team. Obviously, we got
they're
a whole lot of season left to find out.
But as
the game went on, y'all kind of dominated them. That's just the bottom line. So, and me and G talked about this earlier – what do you think y'all are going to be able to do this year in that division?
I think what you're seeing this year, and every time I said it, man, G was like, shh, don't say nothing. what you're seeing this year is how good of a general manager Trent Baalke is.
Exactly.
And what he did with the last three drafts, he drafted over 35 players the last 3 years.
Not just the players.
But what you're seeing right now is those players growing that will grow into a system with a coaching staff that emphasizes trying to get the most out of the talent that they have on the roster instead of trying to fit square pegs and round holes. Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's what it is. They have
so
guys.
Is this a rebuilding season,
season,
or is this a season where y'all can win this division?
My prediction on this team was 9-7, 11-5 with a few lucky bounces.
Wow.
I think that
if you go into
a week against the 49ers and think.
We got a minute left, guys.
You're gonna get a win. It's gonna be a long day for you. They're still the same hard nosed smash mouth team they were the last 4 years.
I will say this.
The only difference is they're younger.
I will
the
say this.
They're hungry.
If that defense plays as well as they played last night,
they,
you know, I
lying,
think y'all
man.
Got a shot. y'all got a shot. I think, the staple of that team has always been defense. For the defense of running the ball, obviously. But if that defense play and looks as good as they looked last night, you know, y'all got a shot. I mean, we gonna see about the 11-5, though. But, you know, that'll wrap it up for the show. We got about 40 seconds left. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, they see.
Oh, top secret shit. All right, y'all. Hey, Jules, next time you're going to have to lead the show. You all quiet and shit. Don't be tired next time.
No. I'm sick, actually.
Wake your ass up. All right. So, we got 10 seconds, y'all.
Anyway.
All right. So, thanks, everybody, for calling. Next week, you know, we're going to rock it out for 2 full hours and see what we can do. All right.
Hey.